what to do when we get emotionally carried away by certain objects.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, for all of us, there is the spiritual level or the intellectual level. Kshanadaks are all situated in the senses, the mind and the intelligence. Indriyani manobuddhi vasya adishtha bhuchyate. So we need to fight at all levels. So for example, when it comes to the intellectual level, we use philosophy to try to understand the futility of sense gratification. With respect to mental level, we try to find out some dharmic attachment that the mind may have. So that there is a spiritual direction towards our emotion. At a sensory level, it is important that we create some obstacles between us and the sense objects. Especially those sense objects that we are vulnerable to. So if someone, because when the impulse attacks, at that time, it's almost impossible to say no. So what we can do is create an obstacle. So for example, if somebody has an urge to overeat, then nowadays obesity is a big problem. So what they say is, don't keep fatty food. You have to keep food which is simple. You know, maybe some fruit, vegetables, you will not be fatty. So similarly, if someone has a tendency to surf south on the net, an undesirable things. Don't keep unfiltered access. Nowadays nobody can work without internet. But we can always have some sort of net filter while some filtered access is there. So like that, when we create some obstacle between us and the sense object, we can of course remove the obstacle and go there. We can do that. But usually it is not that lust or any anartha is constantly agitating us. In lust cases spike us, like surges up. So like that our desires suddenly surge up for some time. And if we just tolerate that surge, it'll come down.
Yes.
And then we'll be able to move on. So if the obstacle is enough for us just to take us through the surge phase, that should be enough. So in general, when we are very emotionally overwhelmed, it is important for us to have that obstacle. What that obstacle will be, it is necessary to vary. And also, if you find out something which can trigger spiritual emotion within us. That means some kirtan, some darshan, some Vaishnava song, some shloka, something which gives us some level of higher taste without having to do any intellectual analysis.
Okay.
The intellectual analysis can be done later. But the emotions are, let's say, it's like in an ocean, there are currents. Different currents move in different directions. Say, one current may be moving from India to Australia. Another current may be moving from Australia towards, say, Antarctica. No, towards the southern south pole. Another current may be moving from Australia toward back towards India. So, now if a person gets caught in the current from India to Australia, and the person wants to come from Australia towards India, it will be very difficult while caught in that current. So, boaters know that they have to actually find the right current. They're in the right current, so they move automatically. So now, we all know that we have certain currents in which we move, emotionally towards a sense of certain sense objects. So we also have to find out some opposite currents and try to, see when we get caught in that current, we try to restitute ourselves in this current. It may not mean that intellectually understand this is bad and this is good, but just if emotions can be triggered, then we don't have to analyze good and bad.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, once we institute in the good current, then we can regain our intentions. So it's creating obstacles and finding something that stimulates our spiritual emotions.
That means I have to program my mind with some spiritual thing, or shall I find some emotionally connecting thing?
Yeah, while observing our bhakti, while practicing bhakti itself, we can observe what is it that triggers our spiritual emotions.
Okay.
So that reprogramming of the mind happens gradually. That will require intellectual conviction, that will require emotional purification. That is what Krishna says, the mind will eventually become our friend. That will take time. But we are talking about something preliminary. Right now, something which just, even in our sadhaka stage, we find that there's other things which do trigger our spiritual emotions. So we can cultivate them and cherish them and have them readily accessible.
Yeah. It could be as simple as Prabhupada's photo if you are feeling very grateful towards Prabhupada.
Prabhupada's photo, spiritual master's photo.
How can I do this in front of him or something?
If you are going to be, if you are initiated or going to be initiated, spiritual master's photo can be very helpful also. Yeah. Like that.